So it's a hot enough sugya, I guess, even without a fast day, but try to go through. I wanted to be at some bearing on the Rambam Shita, but let's first go through the Gemara a little bit to be aiming on it. So the Mishnah tells us that there are there's something called Karav Loy and Karav La, which works in a get. Now, we have a Mishnah before that says there's a chatzah that works. A bias, a chatzah. Here we have a new Mishnah of Karav Loy, Karav La. The Gemara has two Mandi Amrim as to what Karav Loy and Karav La means. One is Rav Shita, which is Dal Ramis. And then we have Rabbi Yochanan Shita, which is Karav Loy, which is like Yochel Shamroy. And then we have the issue of possibly Yochel Soyach, which is not clear how that comes in, whether that's whether it's Chaylik on that, it's a third Shita, or it's another Hagadar of that of Yochel Shamra. Like upon him, those are Shitas of Gemara. So the Gemara, our sugya is Maisif, two more in Yonim to the Inyan of what works as get. Dal Ramis and Karav Loy. It's a Shaila in the Rishonim if they're cholik on each other or not. But the Kuda that I would like to look into is this Dimi D'Oraisa Midrabbanan. What kind of halacha is this over here? Most Shitas seem to assume that the halacha is a Rabbanik halacha. That seems to be the most Rishonim. If there's if it's a Rabbanan, there's a whole bunch of problems with learning it's a Rabbanan. First of all, the halacha of Karav Loy, whether it's Dalet Amis of his or Dalet or it's Karav Loy, how that would be Mirabbanan, it's hard to understand. Let's think a second. If Dalet Amis here would work midaraisa, let Luitza would be daraisa to get in. So the question is, his Dalet Amis, her Dalet Amis. But if it's only a takanas chachamim, however you learn it, whether they were mitakin that the Dalet Amis should be hers and the gets b'mel daraisa, whether it's takana and the get, so the takana was made for her. There's no takana for him. Ricky Vegas Shoyal asks it, but the kash is fairly obvious. There's no such thing as his kari. If you learn that it's a takanas chachamim, that yochol l'shomra on the get works for whatever reason, so that's her halacha. The fact that he could be shomerit doesn't mean anything. You could say that it's megareah from her shmira, but that's also megareah if somebody else has ability to get. So mashal, he throws a get close to her, and she can grab it. So that should work. Let's say takanas chachamim. If you're telling me that if other people can grab it, it's not called mishtamer, okay, I understand that. But then it doesn't make a difference if it's the husband or someone else. It's either mishtamer for her or not mishtamer. What difference does it make if it's the husband? So then you'd have to make two halachas there. Correct. You could work it that way. You could make two halachas here that Karav Loy works for one reason or for another reason. But it's not so. It's not pashit. The Mashmor says it's just like whether if you learn Dal Amis, his Amis, her Amis, and so on. So one problem with it being Drabbanan is the problem of the Karav Loy aspect. Secondly, if you hold that the Mandi Omrim are not Choylik, so these are two separate Takanos Chachamim that have nothing to do with each other, really. In other words, Chachamim want to be Mesakin Mohei Chetimtzes to get the get, for her to get the get. So if the Choylik, then it makes sense. The Mishnah told me there's a din of Karev Law, that's the Takanos Chachamim. The Shaila is, does that mean Dal Ramis, or does that mean Karev? Fine. But if you hold both of them, then you have a problem in understanding what is the halacha. Then it's a mishmash. Chacham made two takanas, a takan of Dal Ramis, a takan of Karav Loy. It's like a patch on a patch. There's no addition. They want to make a takana to make it easier for Mishum Igun. So make Dalaramis. Make Karav Lo. Why did they need Dalaramis also? So if anything that's Karav Lo, yes, halachically, if it's Karav Lo and Loi, and it's also Dalaramis Lo Kedem, then she gets it. It's very hard to say that that's what they needed, a whole new takana to build into it. Another problem, if it's a Rabbanan, is what is the word by Kedushin? It says Al Fiyotze V'Hoyse, Al Stehekish. You can learn, it's not the end of the world, you can learn that since there's a Hekish, Chachamim applied it across the board for both of them. So you know, like they use the Hekish also. It's a little hard, you know, if the Takana was for special reasons of Igun, but okay, but Lamaise, it's something that is a problem. Another area that's problematic is the din of machza al machza. Let's understand it. The Chachamim make a takana in a deraisa. It makes sense to say the Torah gave abstract klolim. The Torah said that there's a din of his chatzah, there's a din of her chatzah, there's a din of chatzah shel shneim is an issue. What do we do with chatzah shel shneim? It's our shaila. The Torah was magdir that in her chatzah she's kind of his chatzah, he's kind of. Her chatz is going to forget. What happens if the chatz shel shutfin and so on? So I can understand a gidrei suffik coming up in a deraisa. The chachamim made a takana, so the takana was a place that is not only owned by her, but a place that's close to her, or she's the only one can watch it. So in a place where it doesn't fit the takana, it should vare not work. It's the suffix, whose suffix is this over here? It's our suffix. We don't know what the halacha is. It says now, mechza machza reshen goreshes is ke'ilu. When did that suffix come up? If it's a deraisa dekedin, so it's an absolute halacha, and you say a makom that both of them have a gisha to it, it's megureshes veinu megureshes. It's a suffix megureshes. It's very not mistaken to say the Chacham made takanis, they walked away from takanis, we don't know what the din is, and now we're stuck with it. Even if that would be true, that's something for the Meir Ra to decide. In the mashmos of the Mishnah, is ke'ilu it's me'ikar din, there's a problem here. It's not the pshat we happen to have a suffix, somebody comes to Rav and says, Rebbe, it landed somewhere in the middle, we're not sure, so, okay, it's a suffix deraisa, she has a chazaka, whatever it is. It's kilu dalach is set up l'chatchila, karav lo, and if it's a suffix. In a deraisa, it's easier to understand it because that's what it is. Two dinim are misnagish, and we say begash v'negreshes. If it's takanas chacham, takanas should be in a place that's only hers. To make a takana to create that leaves room for suffix is not so glad either. One or more two nekudas over here are the halacha that it's nageir to halva also. The halacha that the Gemara says, Amr Avasim Eichon legitna Amr Vloyla Dava Acha. Esav Eichon, what about the Kedushans V'yotzev Haisa that we spoke about? Esav Echelin Yen Achoyv. So, first of all, that's a mashmas gemar. Amr asav yechnan legitn amr v'loy l'dav acha. So Rabbi Yechnan's halacha of karav loy, that's what he holds, that karav loy was yechoy l'shomra and so on. He says they only made it for gitn, they didn't make it for anything else. If it's a takana, it's a little bit harder to understand. Well, obviously, it's marshal. You have a whole series of mishnayos later on that they made all sorts of takanas and tikkun oilam. It's obviously in those cases you made it. They made a takana in Gittin for specific halachas. Why would I think it goes to other places? If you make a takana for kinyanim, it probably spreads out to Kedushin and Gittin also. But if they made a takana for a get, a special takana, a little hard to understand. But the loiva part is still harder to understand. He says, but v'chein li nachoyv, zorek li choyv v'zork l'korv l'mal v'zocha, a loiva korv loiva a loiva chayv, v'atzanat shem yachloiku. So by loiv it also works. So the Gemara says he said zreik li chayvi v'tipater, but zreik li chayvi b'ter is gitten. So the truth is, in Mamanis, you can make any tanai you want. It's telling us that the chiddush of zorikli chayiv taras kitten is I want it to work like it works in a get. So be'emis, you could l'chura do the same thing by matana, possibly. You can make any tanai you want. Or let's take something else. You could have said by halva that if you jump three times up and down, I'm meichel the halva. It would work. Would he be mishateboy or not? Maybe not. It's up to dying to decide if he's mishateboy. So to pick of all these inyanim, Betzim, you're telling me that this has no mashmos whatsoever. The curve to malve has no mashmos over, but the guy was kind of mishuga, and he made such a tanai. So, and the chiddush is that he meant it seriously. So anything could have been made. So what's the Mishnah telling me? The Mishnah told me there's a halacha in Gittin and in Kedushin, a special takana, let's say. That's what they made. Okay. And this, the truth is, this question of halvar is shveren across the board. Now we say, and by halvar, if a guy is crazy and he says, give it to me like you give a halvar, it works. With the chiddush being on Shabbat. So you could have picked, there are another 1,000 oifanim that you could have gone through Shas and picked crazy cases and said it over there. Is there anything in this halacha that taka becomes, taka has a reason why it's tzugestalt to halva, to achzaras chayiv, except that since he has a right to demand more, in other words, what I would like to understand over here is that be'emes this is taka shayach to chayiv, there's a reason why this is shayach to chayiv, and the chiddush is by chayiv it's not enough, it's shayach, it's not enough, and the person can be mevat in that part. But I want to understand it that me'ikar adin, there's something happening here that betzem has a shem achzoros achayiv as opposed to other places as well. Those are the nekudas, the problems with learning its rabbanan. But it's very hard not to learn like that, because first of all, most Rishonim, the vast majority of Rishonim seem to learn like that. Let's imagine it would work midaraisa, without all the problems. You know, with all the problems of how would Dal Amos work, how would Karav Law work. There's a central problem here that makes it very difficult to learn midaraisa. Let's put down the problem. The Gemara says that I have two limudim for Gaga Chatzer and Karfifa. One limud is for Gneva. One limud is for Get. So the Gemara says, I really could have learned each of the other one. I can't learn Gneva because it's Knas. I could learn from Get because it's Bal Korchav. That's the Tzrich Zer Gemara. I have a Shaila. In Get, obviously, if it's a Daraisa, V'nosem B'yoda includes Gaga Chatzer Kafifa, Dal Ramis, and Karav Lo. I don't think by Gneva that's included by any such imagination. If the Gneva is Karav Loi or it's in Dal Ramis, it's not going to work. So how could we learn one from the other? If I would have just said by Gneva, I'd never know the other ones by Get. And if I would just say by Get, I would learn everything else I would learn by Ganev. If I was coming from there, I would learn that any time it would work with Karav Loya and would work all these things. So if it's a Deraisa, how could the Gemara possibly be mashved the two? That's the real stickler if it's a Deraisa. That's the very shayush of it. Those are the shaylas we have. And for learning Rabbanim, we have a lot of problems. Besides, we need a mocker we need to be toil ourselves on some Doshayim. If it's the rice, we have a core issue of Bal Korchach. If it's the rice, it falls under the get of Nosim B'yada somewhere. And by Gneva, the Gemara says we could have learned one from the other, except there's this particular Nikud in each one. Let's take a look at, so let's take a look at the Rambam, and let's see what the Rambam sheet is. I think the Rambam sheet is a Doraisa. And I would like to understand it and work from there. Let's take a look at the Rambam Hilchos Gerushin on page, it's page 3. So this whole perek, the Rambam starts the perek that v'nosim b'yada means, v'nosim b'yada means lav dafke yada, karkat zayfif, it goes through a lot of different ifanim of azayrik. Yud gimel, zorkulo b'shusha rabba b'shusha ina shal shnehem, korav loy eina megureshes, hoya haget machtza l'machtza, humi machtza l'machtza atshia korav lo, harezu sofik megureshes. Fine. Hoya korav lo k'deshe tasuach v'titlena, harezu posel atshia gia get l'yoda, v'acharkach tinasa b'lechatchila. So the Rambam learns that if it's korav lo k'deshe tasuach, it's posel atshia gia get l'yoda. Two things. First of all, if the etzim halacha of korov lo is a derabbanadika halacha, then it doesn't pass to say pasul. Pasul is a derabbanadika psul. It means midaraisa, it's good, but it doesn't work midarabbana. So let's think through how the halacha would work. It would say like this, that if you give the get korov lo, then midarabbanan it works. However, unless it's tasuach, midrabbanan it doesn't work. How, if the original halacha is a deiraisa, if you're telling me midiraisa, if it's karev lo, it works. So we say midrabbanan, it's pasul, unless it's tasuach v'titel. But if you're telling me that the halacha that starts, it starts with a halacha rabbanan, and the halacha reads like this, if it was karev lo, then the halacha is that the Rabbanan said it's kosher. But if it's korav lo, she didn't take it, the Rabbanan said it's pasul. So the Rabbanan never said anything. Don't tell me this halacha of korav lo k'desh tasuach. If it's true that korav lo works only Rabbanan, and tasuach, and the one who holds atche tasuach v'titol holds mid Rabbanan tasuach v'titol, then he doesn't hold the halacha of korav lo. Then he holds only tasuach. So if it says the word pasul, bal korchach, the original halacha is a deiraisa. Mi deiraisa, it works. The chachamim said that atche tasuach titol, it shouldn't work. I think that that's most of the pshit side. I don't think it's possible otherwise. And the Rambam on the flip side says the same thing. The Rambam says on Dalar Amis, let's skip over a second, Tesvav. On the itchilo bova negde vazorkolo, afa pishu machtza le machtza, hoyel vu betoich arba amish shalo, hariz a pasul at shegi aget le yodo. So the Rambam says quite clearly on the second halacha of Dalar Amis, same thing. He says that it Dalar Amis of hers works, but it's pasul until it's at shegi aget le yodo. If the halacha would start out as a Rabbanan, it doesn't, the words don't mean anything. The Rabbanan said that Toich Dalar Amis alone is enough. The Rabbanan said Toich Dalar Amis alone is not enough. Make up your mind. Then say it's not good until the Gig at the Yoda. So the Rambam learned that for Avle Tavid Uvde, he holds his Rabbanan. He sees the learning Pshara being Cholik. He says, Midoy Reis it works, Rabbanan doesn't work. And Rabbanan never goes at the Yoda. Another nekuda. So the Rambam, I think, is clearly meduyek that Sai Korav Lo and Sai this works with a Raisa. The only problem we're going to have is how in the world is it going to work? That's where does come to Raisa? We have our big problem with the Gemara, with the Limud. That's a problem. Another nekuda is the Rambam Atshia Gia Get Li Yoda. If Atshia Gia Get Li Yoda would be the way you learn Pasha in the Gemara, it's a gzeira that people shouldn't think that she didn't get the get. It's nice for her to pick up the get. Okay, so it works. It's good. People should see she has the get. Okay. The Rambam learns that it's a psul drabbanan, that you need dafka netila b'yadayim. So if it's posam rabbanan and it's not a nesina, then we have the problem of tli gitech malgabe karka. Then the chur it's a tli gitech. Not my kasha. It's but if you learn that it's just a kind of a gzera, people shouldn't think. That's one thing. Here it's mashma, you know, atzigil yoda means she picks it up, not unless it's a gasli yad, but actually it's she. Rashi says at the motigil yoda gzera shem yoyim al rochok shu karov. So it's hard to know, but al kapanim the Rambam it's very clear, not that it should come to hand. She should go and bend over, pick it up. So miman of shach. If it wouldn't be a pasul rabbanan and it would just say it she should do it. We don't let her do it until she. We don't let her get married until she picks up. I can understand. It's just like a Maris Eindeke did. Mashmoa says it's meikar adin that Rachamim said it's not a good nesina, and here it is. Those that's the problem. Let's take a look at the Rambam in Gerishin. The initials. I'm sorry. Take a look on page one. Hamikadish nesaisha bekesev ubishtar in itzor sheitan akdushon teichyoda. So first of all, that's certainly the raistik halacha. But he says elakivusha rotzus lizrek lakdusha v'zork and beinat teichyoda v'teichekot teichatzer teichsoda shalarizim kadeshes. If she agreed that he should throw the kedushon, so on and so forth, she's mekudeshes. So here the Rambam says the v'chein b'kedushin, and then he says on the second, on page two, and he doesn't bring the din of Dalaramas. Interestingly enough, in Kedushin does not bring Dalaramas. What I want to be medayik though is the lashon kivin sherotzes lizak lakdusha v'zarkim v'tachyodachika. What does he want with kivin sherotzes? All the Kedushin is works dafke beratzen. I mean, that's kedushin. Well, what is he saying? I mean, somewhere along the way, he had said it already before that has to be bertzena. That you know, what is he emphasizing? He says kimish eratzes. Of course. Okay, let's take a look finally on page six by Halvar. Those are the three cases that will work. Hachoyv b'achrayes haloyve atchi efenu yaramal v'yatshlucho. There's a din of a choyv being bachrayas amalve. Omle amalve zroikli choyv vipote, vizorka loy, v'oven isakon shigil yad amalve, is pote. So if he says, toss it over to me, it's pote. Like anything else. You can make anything now you want in moments. You can be moichel dalvo outright. So you can say anything you want. Omle zroikli choyv v'toris gitten, hoyamaz choyv v'lelever adayim bachriusoy, So the Rambam here doesn't mention the Mishatani. It's obvious because if a guy tells him toss it, and I'm standing in the middle of a lake, I tell the guy toss it in your potter. So I'm not Mishata. So what is get adding over here? If I tell him b'teiras get, what am I adding over here? Imela our Gemara we didn't see a case of Zreikli Vetipater. But the Rambam says you can tell a guy you're standing in the middle of Times Square and tell somebody, throw the $1,000 over here and that's it, you're potter. So you're potter. What's the chiddush over here? So if I tell him Zreikli Vetipater is git, so we have this, it's a very strange case. What's the chiddush here? What's the point of it here? So in a case of this, we're going to have karav lo and karav lo. It seems a very contrived case without adding any nekuda in halacha. So I'd like to try to say the following. I want to take a look in Rashi. Let's start. Rashi says that v'loy ledava acha kegoin im zorak loy choyv karav loy ve'ovat it wouldn't work. In other words, Rashi is taking the Gemara head on and saying that v'loydarach means it would not work in a chayiv. Unless you make a special tonight. He says, Vavad, the get who the Baal Karcha Knuyala, Hilkal Alta Vegeta, Baal Maloy. So Rashi says that the reason for this whole din over here is Baal Karcha. So I want to tie Rashi, and I'd like to think that this will be the Rambam's understanding also. In every time, whenever you have a pu'ula, like a kinyan, you have a ma'isa mitzad the makna, a ma'isa mitzad the kaina. Bederech klal, let's take kedushin for instance, because it's a good example of this. In kedushin, when I give a woman kesef kedushin, her kabbalah of the money is required for two reasons. First of all, since it requires my ma'isik kicha, that I was lekeach the woman, if I don't give it to her, how was I lekeach her? If I take a coin and I say, this is to be mekadosh this isha, there's no ma'isik. Ma'isik kuchen is when I gave it to her. That's called the ma'isik nesina, kicha. That's mitzad, the ma'isik of the kaina, makna, baal. That's the pu'ula that makes it his. Then there's a second din. Kedushin has to be a bidas, and if the woman doesn't have any indication, doesn't give us any indication that she wants it, nothing happened. In a kinyan like in a matana, just let's try to picture it. Every kinyan is I give him, if it's kark, I give him kesef, I gave him chlipin, whatever it is, the pu'ula of giving him, two things happen. When I complete the act of giving it to him, I did my pu'ula. That's my, I gave the kesef, the nal, the shtar, whatever it is it requires. And when he got it, that signifies his ratzon to that I should be koinit and there be magnet. And with that, you have the kinyan. So in kedushin, when a person gives a woman kesef, so we have two things happening. He's with the money reaching her, there's a ma'isik kicha, and her taking the money is her kabbalah and an expression of ratzon and das that she wants it. And also the Gemara in Kedushin, my next image, you have also, if she says, give it to the dog, throw it on the rock, put it on here, on there, there's a whole shy left, there's any expression here of ratzon that we found any ratzon in her part or not. Get is different. Because in get, there's nothing mitzad her pu'ula that requires any type of acknowledgement that she wants it. So therefore, you needed to get to her only in as much as it should be called that he gave it to her. It mitzad his meisen is sina. In other words, if nasan biyada is not a halacha that she should accept the get. When we call it kabbalas a get, it's not, there's no din that she's mekabel the get. It's the din that he gives it to her, and when she receives it, that's called giving her. The biyada is a tnai in the venasan, that it's called a pa'ul of nesina to the woman when it got to her hand. So I think that we could learn that that's the Gemara's. That's the Gemara's. When the Gemara's makes its richasa, and the Gemara says we couldn't learn from get to any other place, the reason is because it's Baal Karcha. The pshat is because when I give it to her gaga chatzer kafifa, that's because I don't need a kabbalah. I don't need to be receiving anything. The woman doesn't need to be receiving anything. It's enough to be called that I gave it to her. So that chiddush stays. In other words, the Hagdara, the Gemara says, get is different than other things. The difference is Baal Karcha. The pshat in Baal Karcha, the way we're learning, is that mitzad the Kabbalah Sa'isha, All we need is it should be ashlama to his nesina, so that his nesina has Hashem nesina. But I don't really need any pu'ula mitzidah. So if it would have said gai chater kafifa chatzah, I couldn't learn from there because it's, you know, it's something which maybe it's taka not a kabbalah, and therefore by a ganev it has to be in his rishus. That's not called rishus. That's not called that it came to him. Therefore, I need a separate pasuk. Once I have that understanding, so it means the concept of being mekabel in a get, because get is bal karcha, it's very different, and it opens up a few two other inyanim that be'emes are not shayach to anything else except for get, and that's the agdara, and that's what Rashi says, that this din works only by get. Rashi says because gets bal karchach. So this type of pe'ula, where you throw something close to somebody, it certainly is not a ma'isa mitzad mekabel. It's you can call it a ma'isa mitzad noisin, but you know, you could say I gave it when I say I threw it to him. So it means in the general direction of him. When a guy says I received it. There's a gap between I threw it to him or I received it from you. There's quite a gap between those two statements. So bal karchach is the yesoid of why it gets different than other things. One. Two. If that's true, so now we have room to learn another type of kabbalah by a get. Karev law and Dal Ramis. We asked Dal Ramis is the Kanz Chachamim and so on. I would like to say a teretz, it fits in. The din of Dal Ramis, really, the musig of Dal Ramis stretches beyond get. It's a musig of a makom shaladam. It's got a Shabbos, Erevin. Dal Ramis of a person is his makom. It's the play. It's what do we take? What he takes up in full spread. So dalet ames shel adam is koineh. The Chazal weren't mechadish that they came around. They said if we put our trup on dalet ames shel koineh, it's not the pshat. They said we're going to make dalet ames around the person. We're going to create that entity and make it into a kinyan. Dalet ames shel adam is an entity. It's called as makom legabe Shabbos. Yitzim komo. Dalet ames is the basic makom adam. Chachamim were metakin that's a kinyan for metzias leosel in tsuye. But the musik that has a shaykhus to the person. So that if I throw something within dalet ames of a person, it's meaningful. That's a deraisa dikedin. That's a din meikar adinim. It's not a takanas chachamim. It's a takanas chum that it's koiner. So if it would work in get als kinyan, that it becomes a chatzah, then it have to be the rabbana. Or however the Rishonim will work it from the rabbana, right? Then we have some problems. But that's not the pshat. The pshat is that dal amish adam is a metzias, and since by get it has to reach the person, dal amish a person is his metzias. That's what Rav says. Rabbi Yochanan says it's anything that's karev. So now we have a problem. So what do we? So how do we? If we hold both of these things together, how do we fit them? So the teretz is it depends how much it's you know, if it's dalamis and it's karav loy and not and so on. The thing that I want to explain is karav loy is not the pshat. Someone here mentioned about krisis. It's not the pshat. That karav loy, there's a takana, that karav loy, and so on. It's lacking in my giving it. How can I say I gave it to you if I'm? It doesn't have to go with the din of meshicha b'yaday. Meshicha b'yaday is the only one. Get b'yaday, meshicha b'yaday, im yochanatka is the ultimate. It's the furthest reach of krisis. I don't think it's going with krisis, but it's not called an asina if I can still reach it. That it's megareya from the concept of being in a sina. That I think is this halacha. B'meila. by Kedushin. The Rambam says, it's so good. The Rambam says, we saw the Lashon and we were trying to figure out what he means over here. The Rambam says, so on and so forth, it's good enough. In other words, in Kedushin, you do need that the woman should be misratze. So we can't just take and say that anything that if you throw it, even chatzera, it's not going to work. Because when you give the money to a woman in her hand, so her being mekavalit is a sign that she wants it. La raya, if she tosses it away, it's not, and so on. But over here, the Rambam says, the Gemara says, we learned it from V'yatzev HaHaisa. We're makish the two. What we're makish is, klapididin is sina in Kedushin, that's exactly like Gittin. And it's enough if it's Kar of Law. But that has to be a betanai that there was an expression of her rutzen that she wants it. Because if not, we don't have a Kabbalah. In Kedushin, it is a transaction. In Kedushin, it is a Kinyan. So the rutzen you need, bazunda, you need it separately. The chiddush that we learn from it is that it's come from there to there. I think that that's the pshat by halva. Of all the masa matnin mamanis, halva itself is different than kinyanim. Halva itself requires an act on my part of giving it back. In other words, piroyin chayv is my pa'ula. It has nothing to do with the person being zeicha, being mekabel, if the person doesn't want to take it. Piroyin chayv is my personal obligation, and I become free from the obligation with my having fulfilled what I was supposed to do. But I mean, I can't. The Gemara says if I borrowed money from somebody in my house, I can't give it back to him in Harlem, and the guy should be running around with a few thousand dollars. There's a t'nai about where and when I can give it back. So if you take it to the midbar, it says you can't give it back near, and so on and so forth. There are given conditions for the Tevis Hamalva that he takes it back in a place where he took it. I mean, you know, if it's dangerous, you can't give it back to him, and so on and so forth, because he has the right to get it back in a type of setting that he gave it. Pasha. But if he says to him, I want my chayv back, b'teiras gittin, so what he's saying is, it's the only pe'ula that shayach to shtel tzu. I could be mevat, I could be meichel, but it's not mechila. What I'm doing is, I'm putting it down on its halacha that it's shayach to. It's the only din and din in mamanis that really has the same type of mahalach like a get. All that's important is, did you give back the chayv? Did you give back the chayv? If the other person was zeichin it, not zeichin it, mitzar atzma is not significant. It's significant that if I gave it in a way that he's going to have a hard time, that's mitnoi achoyv that can be bad. But mitzar the pu'ula, it can shtal zechtzu. I don't have exactly what's the chiddush here, where's the gel maisa? I don't have that. That's something I haven't. But at least when the Gemara says that choyv is shayach to it, and the Rambam passes it, it's different than Zerikli v'tipata and b'teiras. Zerikli v'tipata means you just do it in your pata. Here it's the pshat is, it has to be in a sina to me. I'm not picky about where, what, and when, but you should do your ma'aseh piron. So it has at least some sort of structure to why it's shayach to chayv. So that's basically just to recap the points you made and so on. We have two sets of Mishnayos that we need to fit together. One Mishnah tells us that the din of that the halacha of get is gag chatzer kafifa, and that's chatzer is what works. We have a second Mishnah of Kar of Loi. So most Rishonim learned that the second Mishnah of Kar of Loi is telling Kar of Loi is a din rabbanan, especially since we've introduced Dalamis, which as far as we know, is only Rabbanan, and the halacha of Karav Loi, which doesn't seem to be coming out left field. That's how many Rishonim learn, most Rishonim learn. We were medayik, and I think very strong in the Rambam, that it can't be that way. The Rambam, when by paskening the Gemara of Shinok Deshet Tasuach v'Tetlenu v'Atlei Tavid Uvda Demoti Gittel Yoda, the Rambam is learning up this Gemara that he holds it's a Rabbanon of Atlei Tavid Uvda. If it's a psul de Rabbanon, if you don't pick it up, then it can't be a kosher midah Rabbanon without picking it up. It doesn't make any sense. The word pasul doesn't make any sense. And that's how we learned over here. It must be that it's a deraistic halacha when you gave it, and the Rabbanon, midah Rabbanon, you're supposed to go and pick it up afterwards, even though there's no need to. That, I think, is how the Rambam learned it. If it's a deraisa, why does the Gemara say that you could have learned Geneva from it and so on? The answer is that goof is what the Gemara says, that the reason we can't learn from Get in another place because Issa Bal Karcha. We were Magdir, that the concept of Bal Karcha means that it's the rare activity that requires an act on your part without an act on the other person's part. So always, whenever there's a massive of a nois and makabel, a matana, if I give somebody a matana, is it zeicha not? I have to give the matana, and the person has to receive the matana. Every kinyan requires two pieces to connect. We don't have that over here, and b'meila, it wouldn't work anywhere. Get, because it's bal karchach, it tells me I need Kabbalah in as much as Kabbalah is completing the ma'aseh nesina and giving it a mashmos of a nesina. I don't need the Kabbalah mitzida. And that's why, if that's true, once we know that, the Mishnah gives us, or the Gemara teaches the Mishnah, that two other things would count like that. Dalal Amis and Karav La. And we explained that Dalal Amis, even though as a kinyan for mitzia, it's a rabbanidik kinyan, but the musik of Dalal Amis itself as being mekoymish aladam, and as being shaykh to a person, this is the right thing it did. The Chachom HaMetakin, that this concept of Mekoyim Meshal Adam is also Koinem Metzias and so on and so forth. The Gemara says it applies by Kedushin because of Yatzev HaHaisa, and that certainly makes sense that we would learn it on the right thing, we learn Yatzev HaHaisa. But the Rambam adds a condition to it. Since we're talking about a Kedushin which differs from Gerushin, in that you need a Kabbalah inside the woman, it can also Kenyan, need Das of the woman. So the Rambam says, Kivim Sherotzes, and all of them. In other words, in a normal Pu'ula of Yad Liyad, of Nesina and Kicha, we have an expression of her Rotzen, the fact that she accepted it. Even in Chotzeh, we wouldn't have that, and certainly not in Karav Law. So the Rambam says, Kivim Sherotzes, if she expressed her Rotzen, so now the pa'ula that he's doing I also have to know, though, if she says, I'm mukha to be miskadesh to you if you learn a blat gemara, it's not good enough. I mean, unless you get paid for learning blat gemara, they give money for it. But if they don't give money for it, what she wants, if she says, I don't need any kinyanim, I don't need anything, I want to be your wife, that doesn't work. He has to do a ma'ase kicha. So it's telling me that the hekesh is telling me that giving money to that from you to Karav Law is called a good ma'aser. Why does it mention Dalal Amis? I had a Ash'ara maybe because Dalal Amis works anyway in Kinyanim. I don't know. But I don't have this Malach doesn't give us particular terrors. What I also wanted to say is that by Halva, it really, really it clicks in very well. Because of all the Pu'ulas in Dini Mominis, only Halvas are the same nature. Halva is not a mekha memka between two people. There's no mice of receiving. I have to be yoitza mechay vasei of giving it back. It's all the nesina of the loiva, his mice of piroyan, and finished. So there are klolim, just pasha, it's not called a giving back something, I've given back a different place. So over here where I give make a chayv, and I phrase the chayv as being betoiras gitten, it has meaning. Anything else, it's not a taibalma. So over here, Taka, by halva, giving back with Torah's Gittin means I don't have any requirements mitzidi. You have to be yet to your requirements inside the Sina. If for you to become potter, I want it to be in the oifin that you're making a maisa piroi. So if he says viti potter stam, so that's a mechila. Here it's the pshat is I'm making a maisa piroi, but and I don't need a kichen. I'm waiving the right for any specific makom. That's how it works. I think that has a shtickle, it's a shtickle mouth. Yes? If you throw a matana at somebody, you're not coin it. You can say, you can't, what does it mean? In order for you to be coin a matana, you need to make a mashiach, akbor, it has to come in your shoes. If you tell me, toss the thing up and I'll be coin it, what does it mean? No, definitely not. With the famous Ran, where the Ran says he's doing the Maise Kicha, she's being mafka herself. It's his pa'ula. We need her rutzen for it. Anurab, what you're saying sharpens and emphasizes the point really well. The pa'ula is his pa'ula of Kicha, and her accepting it is she just needs to be makabel. That's called, he gave it to her. He did the Kicha and she was a satsit. Perfect, that's exactly good. No, definitely not. It certainly is not Mekha Memka. Some people think so, but it's not. It's a Maisa Kinyan, and Faket, that's what the Ran emphasizes. Her Ratzin we need, basically, in a sense, she shouldn't be misnagged to it, but the Pa'ula is a pool of his Pa'ula. And that's the Vyatsev Hoys, yes. Okay.